Hey guys,
it's happening
with
Snooki
and Joey.
Krakoween.
If you're hearing an echo, we are in Snooki's grand foyer.
We are on set today. Me and Joey have to work. And that's why we're a little late today. But me and Joey are together and we're doing a fun little commercial. We can't say what it is, but it's going to be so cute and you guys are going to see it. So happy Friday and welcome to the show.
Snooki, Spooky, and Joey. You know, it's spooky season already.
Yeah, Spooky and Joey.
Yeah, so this is going to be a on-the-road podcast. We're going to do a little here, a little there, but we're going to get it done, and I'm excited to be here. Snooki, I'm doing green eyeshadow on you today.
So the other reason why we're late is because we just got back from Nashville, and shout out to everyone that came to the store and saw us out in Nashville. I was literally hungover for like 4 days. I was like, I'm tired. I have no energy. Also, I think I'm getting my period, but I was feeling hungover when I got back.
Honestly, Nashville's always fun, but it's like, you know, it's exactly what you know you're going to get. You drink a little. I wasn't too hungover though.
I was like tired hungover.
Yeah. Your store is beautiful.
Oh my God, my store is so cute. It was the first time I saw it. So it was nice to meet all my employees that have been working so hard. And then the store is like nice and pink. And then it has some leopard. Then it has like cute wallpaper in the dressing rooms. I just loved it all. Obviously, I did it. I was like, you know, approving everything. And that's how I wanted it to look. But I never saw it in person. So when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. It's beautiful. Love it. The ribbon cutting was amazing. So everybody that came out, thank you, mamas. And Diener was there. My mommy came. And then we had Diener, who runs my stores. And then her mom came with her sister. So it was just such a fun time of all of us hanging out together. And you guys are going to see it on the next season of Jersey Shore. Joey's going to be on. It's going to be a good freaking time.
Nashville's so much fun. It's if you haven't been yet, it's definitely a trip that you
need to take. Yeah, you bitches gotta go. Our Crusaders would love Nashville. Yeah,
and even though it's like country music themed, it's like you don't have to like country music to like, there's like clubs play like other things, but it's just like, you know, it's just like a fun, loving, going out city. Everyone's, you know, having a good time. Everyone's in a good mood usually. And there's so much to do. It's perfect for girls' weekend or a birthday, an anniversary.
Amen.
This is looking wild.
Well, there's an update with the Menendez brothers and
I saw that.
Kim Kardashian
called
is
for
partitioning them to get out of jail. So I always believed them because just the way they were like talking about it in court, like what a sin. I would kill my parents too if they were doing that to me. But I ended up watching the Menendo case. Menendo? Yeah, the Menendo case on Peacock.
That is about,
they were a band from Puerto Rico, like Ricky Martin was in it.
Oh, Menudo.
Menudo. Yes, Menudo. So it was about that, and then the father abusing all those poor little kids.
Menudo?
Yeah, and then also the manager. So now the guy that was like saying like, yeah, they abused me, like they raped me all these times. He wants to help get the
Menendez brothers
out of jail because he's like, now I'm like comfortable to talk about it because it took him like all those freaking years to like come out and say exactly what happened.
Now, is he able to get justice? Or is everyone
dead
already?
I think he's pressing charges against them. And the guy's still alive. So if you guys haven't watched that, you got to watch the Peacock. Why are you putting that on my nose?
Because this is the part of the Luke.
I don't think they want it on my nose.
They're not going to see it on there. I'm doing a dramatic eye. This is a very...
On my nose?
This is a special occasion.
Oh, my God.
A bit open? So my question is, when it says, like, Kim Kardashian's calls for this to be whatever, like,
how do you... Isn't she somewhat of a lawyer, though?
She is, but she's not like you. Like, how do you?
She gets people out of jail. That's her thing.
But how do you call for something like that? Does she just like announce that I want them to leave? Like, can I call for something? Like, what can I call for? Like, I call for.
I think you have to have credentials.
Oh, is that how it works?
I feel, because then everyone would say I want them out of jail. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Do you think that the look up all the way? Do you think that
you're almost done?
Not even close. This is gonna be another 45 minutes. And if you keep yapping,
I'll just do it myself.
No, stop. This is my artwork. This is my big chance to shine as a makeup artist. My big platform. This is the platform that you've given me.
Hurry up.
Look at what Slippy has. Green eyeshadow up to her eyebrows right now. She looks like an eel.
So yeah, if you guys haven't seen that documentary, please watch it. And then I think Monday on Netflix, they're doing the recent interview with the Mendez brothers in jail. So I'm obsessed. I love them. I hope they get out and, you know, all these people get justice for being sexually assaulted. Like, it's disgusting.
This is a wild time right now. I don't know if it's election year or just the stars are aligning.
With Diddy?
Diddy.
What a freak.
Freak off.
Freak show.
So they found 150 more people came forward about accusing him of sexual misconduct.
I mean, I feel like a lot more is going to come out, too.
But the thing is, I was saying the other day, like, I understand that the justice is, at the end of the day, that's, like, what do they want out of this? Like, how can they can never, like, the horrible acts that happened can never be taken away. I mean, but when something, some wrongdoing like that happens, people have justice, and justice means that he'll be imprisoned and then held accountable. Of course that's going to happen because it's impossible not to.
He's going to be with R. Kelly.
Yeah, he'll definitely be held accountable and he'll be in jail the rest of his life. But the thing is, like, if people want monetary things, right? Like, I don't think that there's enough money in the world to pay these people, all those 150 people. It's otherwise, like, you know, otherwise they're going to get, like, $10.
He's a billionaire, isn't he?
That's not enough for all those people. They're going to want $100 million each.
I mean, I feel like
I'd just be pissed
if he can give all of his money.
Yeah. Open?
He has a lot of money, bitch.
No. It's always those fucking rich pricks.
It's happening.
This is so pretty.
Green.
They want green eyeshadow.
All right, so we're doing something like Halloween-y. So that's why we're doing the green. He's putting it on my nose.
It's a Halloween costume. Oh. A single mom who worked.
I can't.
Did you go apple picking yet? I'm going on an apple picking trip.
Where?
Upstate. At Hudson Valley.
Yeah, where?
I can't say the name. I don't want people showing up.
Oh my god.
It's my thing, but I'm so happy that Bay planned it. And you know I have a harvest day. So he planned it for all his little friends. Not all his little friends, but it was 40 people going. He rented a bus. He organized, like, the tickets.
Is he rich?
We have to pay him. He organized all this stuff. And
you have to go to a winery, too.
And I think they have wine there.
I wonder where you're going.
I know where I'm going.
I know a ton. I know a ton of places by mommy. Oh, there's something way better than that.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Yeah. Honey, Miss Thing.
Literally, my dad lives on a farm.
Well, I think.
Well, it's time. It is time for the apple picking, all the fall festivities. I would love to do it, but I'm fucking filming every day. I want to die. But eventually, I'm going to go to the pumpkin patch, and I'm going to get my annual pictures of my kids. And then get my pumpkins for the front porch.
I mean, your house is already looking festive. I walked in, I immediately had a sense of calm. Look up all the way.
It's cozy.
Well, because this is where my mom grew up, right here, right up the street.
Do you feel mommy's presence?
Yeah, I do. I think I felt her.
Mom?
Mom?
It's because I have her pants.
Oh. I felt her yesterday.
Was she yelling at you?
No, she was in the grocery. I felt her, like, in the grocery store.
What'd she say?
Like, a little bit. She was, like, eating with some other guy. But it wasn't her, but it was someone, like, reminded me of her. And then I felt her immediately.
Did she kiss your cheek?
No. She never comes and spooks me.
That's rude. If I die before you, I'm going to haunt you.
You promise?
Yeah. Joey! You guys, I look like a fucking pickle.
You are. It's going to be cleaned up and hot. It's going to be...
That is so ugly.
What are you talking about? This is beautiful. It's Halloween.
Kill myself. Yeah, so it's Halloween-y. It is fall time. This Saturday, if you bitches are in Seaside Heights, New Jersey, I am doing my first VIP event in like a year. So I'll be there tomorrow, Saturday. Tickets are still on sale. You guys can go on my link tree on my Instagram. But we only have three events. I actually have to get home, so I ended up combining the last event to the third event. So yeah, three events, three time slots for tomorrow, my VIP event at the Spooky Shop, or at the Spooky Shop.
Yes, the Spooky Shop.
In Seaside Heights. I'm excited. I haven't done a VIP event in a while.
What happened to the VIP event? What can the
Crusaders... You've been there, bitch.
I'm just saying, but the Crusaders who have not been, let's satiate their palates and let's say, like, make them want to come. Like, what do you get there?
Well, they should want to come anyway.
I know, but
there.
Do you get free wine?
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to have messy mama wine, but we do have cocktails there. So everybody walks in, they get a cocktail right away, and then everybody gets a goodie bag. You get a pink reusable tote bag that says the Spooky Shop. So you get that, and then you get some goodies, my favorite goodies in there. It's like four or five, like, free gifts.
That's all included with a ticket price.
Yeah, and then we do giveaways, and then obviously I'm there, and I'm having champagne with you. I'm having champagne with you, and, you know, we're taking pictures. And it's just a fun freaking time. A fun, like, hangout, girls' night out. So grab your tickets if you guys have nothing to do.
Do you get a discount on the clothes after, like, after you pay your admission fee or no?
I don't remember if we do or not. But if you spend over $100, then you get an extra gift. So a lot of people are getting gifts. And then there's three giveaways in each event. So then, like, people get extra goodies. You're so weird.
How exciting. You know what? You're really a first of the time. Back in the day when we were growing up, there was nothing like this available. Like, celebrities didn't have stores. Even if they did, even if it wasn't a celebrity store, like, stores didn't do fun things like that. There wasn't, like, you know, like, events and, like, DJs and shopping things back then. It was always, like...
I know. Look at me go.
But you know what I mean? I wish, like, back then, back in the day, what celebrity store would you, like, die to go to and, like...
What celebrities had stores? I don't know.
They didn't have stores. I was thinking, if a celebrity had a store.
And we could drink with them?
Yeah.
Jessica fucking Simpson. Bitch. Oh, she's so hot.
She looks real good.
And Christina Aguilera. She looks like she's 2 pounds. Like, I feel like I can flick her with my finger.
Probably.
But she looks freaking bomb.
It's the power of Ozempic. Do you think she's on Ozempic?
Yes.
Good for her.
I think she got on Ozempic to lose all that weight, and now she's good. Because she's always been tiny. Remember back in the day? I hate him.
What was he doing here?
Oh,
my
God.
Look at my goosebumps.
Gianni, we're recording a podcast. I didn't know. Did you guys hear that?
This is spooky and Joey.
Joey has goosebumps.
My hair stood up like a cat.
Why did you record that? So you would have got Joey's ugly face.
Oh my God, I thought it was the end of this. Bye, love you, good luck.
I love you.
He's going on a little
I thought that was a murderer.
I mean...
My God.
I know Tom will say, breathe. But it is spooky. It's happening to Spooky and Joey. If we did get murdered together, that would be funny.
That would be funny?
Funny, but... You know what I mean.
After we get stabbed, will we start laughing? No, I think we would cry. And hold each other and scream, "Mommy!"
I think we definitely laugh at some point, like as we're passing like, away. As we're passing away, it's like only us. What are the chances? Glance down, but don't close. This is the drama. I'm using my favorite eyeliner, Stila Stay All Day Waterproof.
Hurry up! I want to get up.
I'm almost done.
I'm over this.
You think I want to be here? It's coming to bust from me.
God.
They bust me in from Jersey. That's a very spooky liner.
Oh.
Almost done.
It's happening.
Okay, so there's some new allegations with Garth Brooks. Do you know who that is?
The country singer.
Yeah, he's married to Trisha Marie Yearwood. Trisha Yearwood. And apparently the makeup artist for the family makeup artist.
For years?
It was Trisha's hair and makeup artist for many moons. And then... Garth Brooks had asked her to work for him because, you know, he's a celebrity too. So they went to, the story is they went to LA on a trip. They boarded a private plane. She said that the makeup artist said she thought it was weird that it was just him and her on the plane. And they get to the...
Why would it be weird if she's working for him?
I know, but it was just the two of them on the plane. It's like no other like assistants or anything else. So it was just the two of them. So then they get to the hotel room, and then she thinks it's weird that he only rented one hotel room. This is what she's saying. Only rented one hotel room for the two of them. And then when she asked for her own room, he said no. And then out of nowhere, she said that he appeared out of the doorway nude.
No.
And erect. And then pulled her on the bed and proceeded to rape her.
No way.
But then those, like, TMZ reported. Oh, I have to pull it up. Hold on. And I quote, in the docs, the woman claims Garth held her 5-foot frame by her ankles and dangled her upside down as he penetrated...
Like a rabbit?
As he penetrated her vagina, slamming his penis inside her so hard, she felt as if she were breaking in two. She claims after the rape was business as usual, and she did Garth's hair and makeup for the event. She said she was dealing with financial hardship and needed the work. Garth preyed on her financial situation. Now, Sloopy.
Oh, my God. That could be you.
What would I do? Like, what if... That's like... I'm like Nicole's making words. What if Gianni asked me to go on a golf trip with him and he made a pass at me?
And he did that?
He slammed his penis in my vagina so hard.
You would love that.
That I broke in too.
You would like it.
But again, these are just allegations, but TMZ got very graphic with it.
Well, I did read that Garth Brooks said this is totally not true.
Mm-hmm.
And that this never happened and she's lying. So, I mean,
these
I
are
don't
very,
know, man.
These
I
are
don't
bold, know. Bold claims. And this is the thing about Hollywood. I mean, with Sony, so you don't know who to believe and who not to believe. I mean, there's stories out there about, you know, Sony people that are being, you know, thrown away in these horrible acts that these celebrities are doing. How do you know
literally,
the good ones,
everyone,
the good ones from the bad?
I don't know. How scary though. Like,
scary.
If that's true, that's terrifying.
And having to still work there.
Yeah, but like you can't leave.
Do you think I would still do Gianni's glam if? After the
yeah, you would like it, Joey.
I know. Then I'd have to hire a relationship from you. Like me and Gianni have to go on. We're going on a trip.
I would definitely stab you.
But I just feel bad for Trisha that she can't. You know, she can't have that makeup artist anymore. That's like once she gets into a routine with someone, the last thing you're gonna want to do.
Well, if it's true, like, is she gonna stay with him? And if it's not true.
Meanwhile, Sloopy and I are in a car right now. There's a lovely gentleman driving us as we're talking about this. Sir, what do you feel about the controversy? But we're on our way to set right now. On the thing here, now, Spooky and I have been in many situations for entertainment. Sometimes it's things like, well, we did a Super Bowl commercial a couple years ago, and we had a trailer that was bigger than my house and had, like, couches and whirlpools and love seats, and it was beautiful. Remember?
Oh my God, we felt like we were on like a true set. And then I remember I had to like hold like a bottle of alcohol or something, and we really thought it was wine. So me and Joey were like trying to chug it when we weren't on camera, and it was freaking cranberry juice and water.
Yeah,
it was like ew.
It was prop wine, so it was like a real union set.
How rude!
But now we don't know. Also, I got on the call sheet for this job is that dressed in layers because we're gonna be in the woods all day. So me and Sloopy are headed to the woods.
To the woods. And you will see what we're doing in like 3 weeks.
I don't know if there's a trailer though. What if we don't have a trailer? What if we have to sit on the side of the road, like on a picnic table?
And I have to get dressed in the car.
You know what we need for you? We need that little thing. Do you think that's a good idea? Some lady invented this tarp that goes, that magnets to the back of your van.
And oh, but it's for dancers, right?
It's for kids like getting naked at the beach, like, you know, for swimming.
Oh, it's for dancers.
If it's for whatever, it's for people, like, for parents who have to change their kids, like at soccer or whatever. So it's like a peekaboo. I mean, it's a private, like.
A peekaboo?
No,
ew.
You know what I mean? Like a private little screen. I think that's what we need for you. I'm praying there's a
a trailer?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're rich enough, we'll have a trailer.
I'm hoping.
It's a very spontaneous Friday. We'll see what happens.
What are you doing this weekend?
I have my VIP event.
Oh, that's right. I have no plans this weekend. I think I want to, I thought I was supposed to work this weekend, but I got it all mixed up.
We should have planned to go to Luco's.
We could still go. I thought I was going to be in Penn State. I'm going to be in Penn State next weekend. You know, I went on a college tour. Before I came to you in Nashville, I went.
That's why you were dead.
Because I had to go to Georgia. I had to go to Augusta, Georgia. That looks pretty. I had to go to Athens, Georgia to go for a High Noon event. I'm doing a High Noon sponsor, High Noon tailgate things. So I have to go to Penn State University next week. And I thought it was this week. And so I was like,
flustered.
Flustered because I thought I had to do this. Like, I thought I had to fly out tonight, like right after we did the shoot. But it's not till
That wouldn't have been awful, though.
It's not till the 10th or the 12th or whatever. 10, 12. It's, so if you're in Penn State area, next Saturday, this is coming, not tomorrow, that next Saturday for the game. It's an away game. If you're going to be in town, I'll be at a bar.
And Joey passes out high noons and t-shirts. Like, yeah, you're a freaking promoter.
I know. People come up to me like, can I have a size medium? I'm like, bitch, just grab out of the box. So, but yeah, it's a high noon. It's fun. It's so come out. I don't know where it is. I'll have to pay attention to my socials.
It's happening.
Did you see my simmer pot?
Oh, for your house to make it nice and fally? Yes. And I saw a lot of Crusaders doing it.
Yeah, they were doing it. And I also... It
smells so nice.
But I had to figure out... It took me 2 months to figure it out how to put things on my Amazon storefront. It's so hard to do.
Not really. You have to be on a computer to do it.
Oh, you do? That's what happened? I finally did it on my phone. I figured out how to do it. So if you go to... I have to add my link on my link tree. But...
I love my Amazon storefront. I have to update it.
Because, you know, we get commission on those things.
Yes.
And I'm trying to buy a dog, so... I need those funds. But no, I put my simmer pot on there. I put the orange slices I use. I put the cinnamon sticks, the cloves, and the star anise that I like. And what is it called? Allspice. But yeah, so in the
allspice.
Allspice. It's like a little. It's just some kind of spice. And you put it in the little glass pot, the ribbed pot. I linked there as well. So go over to my link tree and click my Amazon storefront and buy them there. Thank you very much.
Calm down.
What else is then? What should I be watching right this weekend?
A spooky movie.
Oh yeah, hold on. Let me look at the
So Joey sent me this list of like all the spooky movies on Netflix, Hulu, like all the streaming services. And it says like what to watch every single day. So like the first, second, the third.
Here it is.
And you guys gotta get on it.
Okay, I'm gonna read
watch a spooky movie every single day.
I'm gonna read Netflix one here. This is the 31 Days of Halloween. This is Netflix. This is the one I have up as of right now. Number one, Apostle. Number two,
I saw that.
Evil Dead Rise. Have you seen that?
I don't remember.
Three, Pearl. Four, It's What's Inside. Five, Fear Street 1994. Six, Child's Play 2. Seven, Gerald's Game. Number eight, The Wailing. Number nine, Nobody Sleeps in the Woods Tonight. 10, There's Someone Inside Your House.
Spooky.
11, There's Someone Inside Your Asshole. Oh, excuse me. The Haunting of Connecticut. That looks good.
Yes.
The Bone Tomahawk. The Conference. Veronica. Fear Street 1978. Cam. Outside. Woman of the House. Oh, sorry. Woman of the Hour. The Perfection. Creep. 1922. That's just another film. The Rental.
Isn't that a tequila?
1942.
Oh.
Fear Street 1966. Yeah. Or 1666. Wendell and Wilde. His House. The Ritual. Time Cut, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. But that was just some of them. So after you guys watch those, I'll give you the rest of the list.
I'll just share in your story so everyone sees it.
Oh, that's a good idea. But yeah, spooky movies.
A lot of spooky movies to watch. And my favorite is watching Freeform, because then they show all the spooky movies every single night. It's like the 31 days of Halloween. So I just love it. I have to get my costume. I got to get the kids' costume. Angelo's going to be an octopus. Orange octopus. And I usually go off of Angelo because my kids copy their friends. So it's not like we're a theme anymore because they're like teenagers now. So if Angelo's the octopus, what should I be?
You should be...
A fishy?
You could be Ursula. She's an octopus too.
Yeah. But I want him to be like the main octopus and I'm like seaweed or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like last year he was a spider and I was a spider web. And then Gianni was a fly.
Oh.
Pardon.
This is she speaking. I don't know. I mean, I would just look on costumes. Go look under like seafood costumes.
And then where are you going to be?
I'm not performing.
But you always like have a class.
Where are you going to? Yeah. What do kids do nowadays? They go to school dressed up in their costume. So that's the way they do their friends. And then do they change costumes for trick or treating, or are they always stay in the same costume?
No, they change. So they're one outfit for school and then another outfit for trick or treating. And I think Halloween's on a Friday this year. Is it?
That's very spooky.
I think when it's on a school night, because then the kids can stay out late. Let's see. High school calendar. Halloween is on a Thursday.
That's good.
Not terrible.
What is a trunk or treat?
A trunk or treat I used to do when the kids were in preschool. You decorate your trunk. Like a spooky...
Of your car.
Yeah, like a spooky theme. And then the kids go around all the cars and they trick or treat in the cars.
Instead of going, because is that an answer to like kids getting snatched up by strangers?
Yeah, it's more for like the little kids. So you don't have to like walk with your little babies like all around town. You just walk to the cars and that's it.
That's exciting. What else can we? What other kind of like things can we do, like a trunk or treat, but for like adults?
You could do a trunk or treat with alcohol and different alcohols.
Or gangbangs. You can go and get bang-banged in the back of the back seat of someone else's car. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you make a stop at each thing to get piped.
You're slut. You're like Diddy. You're disgusting.
God forbid. He's disgusting. I just joking around yesterday, and I told Alexa to play him, and then Bae like freaked out. I was like, no, you can't.
No. He's going to jail, bitch.
He's in jail, so he's never getting out. Do you think he'll be with the Menendez brothers?
No, because the Menendez brothers are getting out.
Oh, that's right.
How much money they're gonna make? I feel like everyone's so obsessed with them, like more than Gypsy Rose. Like they're like up there.
If they get out?
Yes. Like they're gonna get all these deals and moolah and a fan base. Kind of like how Gypsy was.
They're yeah.
Like everyone's over her, I feel.
Well, cause she's pregnant and she's just, you know, she's just settling into momhood.
She's living life.
But yeah, I mean, I really believe their story. I mean, like, I know they killed them, but that's, like, the details and the emotions that they went through. It's, like, of course, maybe there's, like, a motive. Definitely the motive was, like, selfish, like, you know, the abuse will stop. But I think that was, like, their, like, almost, like, their way of coping with the
Well, they just wanted it to go away. They wanted it to end.
And they're saying them,
and
benefit. And the benefit was there'd be a lot of money, too. And they'd be rich and their parents would be dead. So it was, like, a win-win for them.
Yeah, but they didn't think it through. And yeah. Now they always say, like, I wish we did it another way. I wish we went to the cops instead. Like, I wish I would... They keep saying I would do anything to take it back. It's happening!
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you had to marry Lyle or Eric, who would it be and why?
Which one's which?
Eric is the sweet one that ratted everyone out.
Oh, that told the therapist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do Eric.
I would too, because Lyle seems like he would cheat. He seems like a loose cannon.
Yeah, Eric is like sweet and like he would like buy you flowers, I feel.
Yeah. Do you think he probably gets so much fan mail? Like, I'd never get put through.
They just said this girl's making a TikTok for him, and he just did like a voicemail saying, "Thank you guys for following. Thank you for being fans. We love you."
What a lucky bitch.
You could be his pen pal.
No, I don't think he'll answer. He probably gets mail every.
He answers everyone's mail. He's probably getting a ton now.
Can someone get me the address to write Eric Menendez? I have a few things I'd like to say.
Google it.
Oh, look. Oh, my God. They're bringing us.
Spooky. Is this it?
Yeah.
What's that?
Her car just broke down. We're pulling on the street. There's a woman on the side of the road.
She had, like, a thing on.
A necklace. She had a lanyard on. We never know where we're going. That's what they don't tell you about Hollywood. They throw you a mysterious limousine, picks you up, and they don't know where you're going. That's why it was so easy for Ashton Kutcher to punk everyone, because it's like so normal to get in a car with a stranger and you don't know where you're going. You're just like, yeah. You're just like, oh, I don't know.
Remember I got punked?
Yeah, they were making love in front of you. Oh, you were with Hayden and J-Well.
Yes. And I was like, ew.
Oh my God, we need to talk about Tori and what's it called? Going home together.
Oh shit.
A double sachet away.
Listen. So yeah, Tori and Anna Delvey got voted off first on Dancing with the Stars, and they did two people. And I was so upset for Tori, because Dancing with the Stars would have been great for her, and she didn't really get a chance to like experience it. So I'm sad for her.
Anna, it was a given that she didn't even want to be there. She said,
"What are you going to
shit? What are you going to take away from this?" And she famously said, "Nothing." And I get her sense of humor. Yeah, I get her sense of humor because we were friends. But
everyone was up in arms. Like, how dare Shay? She should be grateful.
Do you think Menendez Brothers would be on Dancing with the Stars?
Bitch, if they get out, they're definitely going to be on it. Oh my God.
It's cozy season. I love that you're at your house today. You have so many cozy blankets.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I want to shout out HomeGoods. So, I don't know what happened, but I guess I liked somebody's post that was doing, like, a HomeGoods sponsorship. I don't know. But I was like, oh, my God, love everything. And HomeGoods ended up sending me a PR box.
What?
I know. And I'm like, oh, my God, because I go to HomeGoods once a freaking week. And I want to work with HomeGoods. So
what did they give
you?
Can I have stuff?
I should have gave you some of it. It was like fall shakers. I know. It was fall shakers. It was that cozy blanket that was on my couch this morning.
That cozy knit blanket.
No, it wasn't that one. It was another one. They sent me candles. They sent me napkins for my bathroom. Oh my
what?
God. It was beautiful. So HomeGoods, we love you.
HomeGoods, can you get my address? And I would like a basket too.
Yes, thank you.
Obsessed with HomeGoods. Anyway, it's cozy season. I'm trying to get like into the groove, and like, you know, I made a delicious like cozy fall meal yesterday. I made like this roast pork with figs and tangerines. It was very cozy and warm. So like with like, I just want to watch like Lifetime movies, anything feel good, Nancy Myers. I'm in my Nancy Myers era. It's just like all feel good movies, and listening to those soundtracks and just making the house so cozy. I'm a tea queen. I told you that.
We get it. You're obsessed with tea.
I've been drinking tea. I've been doing the Hardy and Sons teas, my ballerina tea. I've been doing that. But then I've been snacking like a pig. I have to tell you about these snacks that I found that it's going to make me I'm going to be huge because I can't stop eating them. They're the most delicious things I've ever had in my... And this is a bold statement. The best delicious snack I've ever tasted in my life. It's called Pretzelized. They're called Pretzelized. And they are pita chips, but pretzelized. They're pita chip pretzels. And they are... On their own, they're the most delicious things I've ever had in my life. But dipping with any dips... Like, I bought like 300 dips yesterday from the store just because I want to try it with all different things. I dip hummus in them. A pub cheese, I'll dip it in.
A pub cheese?
I'll dip it in...
what's a pub cheese? Like cheese?
It's like spreadable,
like Velveeta?
Cream cheese. It's like cream cheese, but like yellow flavored.
Okay.
And then I did scallion cream cheese with it. Like literally anything you dip it in, it is fucking delicious. On their own, they're delicious. They have different flavors. They have an everything bagel one. They have a buffalo one. They have the plain one. But Pretzelized, if you're hearing me now, this is a call out to you, girl. Congratulations, mama. You've done it. You made the most delicious snack in the world, and I'm a fucking obsessed. Ladies, I don't know where you can find it, but it's called Pretzelized.com probably. You are going to freak the fuck out. It's a new staple. That's what I had a huge dinner party, and that's all I put out. I put out all my dips in a huge basket of those pretzelized pita chips, and everyone went crazy.
Well, speaking of pretzels, these are my favorite.
Oh, who is she?
I've never tried these before, but...
How are they your favorite?
Because I ended up buying... Oh. I never ate them before, and I ended up just buying it because I wanted to try some pretzels. And it's Dots Homestyle Original Pretzel Twists. Bitch. So it's a little, it's not spicy, but it's not great for my tongue, but I still love it. It's freaking delicious.
They're
so
seasoned.
Bomb.
So I think
bitch, it's so good.
It's called seasoned. That's like when curly fries are seasoned. I think it's like, you know, salt, pepper, paprika, and garlic powder.
Yeah, maybe it's the pepper that makes it like a little spice for me.
Yeah.
But Oh my god, it tastes fucking bomb. You never had dots?
No, where'd you buy those?
Stop and Shop.
You know what? We're in our pretzel girl era.
I love pretzels.
We're pretzel coated.
And I feel like when when you're starving and you want to have a snack and there's like chips or pretzels, you think like pretzels is more healthier.
They are healthier because they're not.
Are they milks or carbs?
They're baked. So are potatoes. Potatoes are oil and fried.
Oil, yeah.
Pretzels are a much, much healthier snack than a chip. When the Snoopy and I are hiding in a van right now, there's so many cute dogs. I would steal this one. His owner looks mean.
Classy.
Is he coming in our house? Was it? Was strange woods?
Yeah, we're in the woods right now.
Are you? What are you doing? Sports season. Are you been watching sports?
Yeah, man.
We can cook cozy fall stews. Can we have a Super Bowl party at your house, or should I have it at mine?
Oh yeah, I might have a Super Bowl party now that my backyard is done.
Oh bitch.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out. Text Gianni.
Oh, and then Bae can come, and Bae and Gianni can hang out. Have Bae and Gianni ever met?
No.
They haven't?
I don't think so. No.
I guess Gianni was sleeping every time he came over. Stop, I want them to be friends.
Text Gianni, we're doing a Super Bowl party.
Yeah. And I said that I may be able to get Tori Spelling and Anna Delvey from Dancing with the Stars to perform.
At our Super Bowl party?
Yes, they can do a number in the backyard.
Okay.
Well, Nicole, I do have to leave because we're on the clock right now, and the people are looking at us.
And Blair is yelling at us, our producer.
Yeah, but I want to say that I love you so much.
Get drunk and eat pretzels, bitches.
Okay, ladies, we are sending you off the weekend with good vibes. Chin up, panties down. Drink your messy mama. Drink.
Come to my seaside event. Grab your tickets.
Grab your pretzelized chips. Go to Home Goods and.
To Dina and Chris.
It's happening!